This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. This is Riyad Razazi welcoming you through the stories of the prophets. This is episode number 45 and it's session number 14 talking about Musa and Fir'aun, Musa and Bani Israel. Today, inshallah ta'ala, we'll be with Musa crossing the Red Sea, inshallah. Crossing the Red Sea and the story of Fir'aun drowning in the Red Sea. So I'm just going to give a minute, maybe or two, for more people to join so that we could start, inshallah ta'ala. Welcoming you all, you know, and thank you for joining. One more time, this is the Stories of the Prophets, episode number 45. Episode number 45 and session number 14 with Musa and Fir'aun. So, brothers and sisters, yesterday we talked about after, you know, Musa alayhi salam defeated the sorcerers who eventually became believers, and after Fir'aun, he vowed to kill Musa alayhi salam and also to kill Bani Israel, the men of Bani Israel, and to destroy them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Musa alayhi salam to depart, take Bani Israel out and to leave Egypt. فَأَسْرِ بِعِبَادِ لَيْلًا إِنَّكُمْ مُتَّبَعُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Dukhan, verse number 28, and depart with my servants at night. Surely you will be followed. يعني surely you will be pursued by Fir'aun and his soldiers. So indeed, Musa alayhi salam, you know, it's 600,000 people, not just men. 600,000 men, let alone the women and the children and the elderly people. So if Musa was to gather 600,000 people to leave, you know, Egypt, it would take him some time, right? And he had to do that in secret so that Fir'aun does not, you know about them and does not come and, you know, and kill them. Although he had vowed to kill them anyways. So once Musa was ready and then they started departing, you know, at night, secretly leaving. But hey, 600,000 people, that's like a town, you know, it's a big town, it's a city, you know, moving a city together, all together. Of course, the news reached Fir'aun and he, as soon as he heard the news, Fir'aun and his soldiers went into the pursuit following Musa alayhi salam and his people. So Musa left until he reached the Red Sea. Musa was in the back, people were in the front. So imagine again, 600,000 people, lots of people, right? Lots of people. So once they reached the Red Sea, they got stuck. They turned back to Musa, asking him, Oh Musa, is this where your Lord told you to go to? Musa said, yes. And then they turned back. فَلَمَّا تَرَاءَ الْجَمْعَانِ قَالَ أَصْحَابُ مُوسَى إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Shu'ara, chapter Al-Shu'ara, verse number 61. When the two hosts saw one another, Ashab Musa, they said, إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ. Indeed, we'll be overtaken. So they turned back to Musa. They said, Ya Musa, is this where your Lord told you to go to? Ya Musa, is this where your Lord told you to go to? Musa kept saying, yes. Musa kept saying, then the third time, they looked back, they saw Fir'aun and his soldiers coming, you know, and getting closer and closer. Khalas, they said, indeed, we'll be overtaken. Indeed, this is our end. Khalas, we're done. We're doomed. But Musa, alayhi salam, he says, كَلَّا إِنَّ مَعِي رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ. Nay, indeed, verily, Allah is with me. He did not say Allah is with us, because amongst them, despite all the clear signs that they have seen, despite all the miracles, they were still in doubt, telling Musa, is this what your Lord told you to take us to? So what is their iman? Where is their conviction? Where is that yaqeen? Where is that trust? If Allah told you to go to, so Allah knows, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He shall save you. That's why Musa alayhi salam says, Kalla, nay, Allah is with me and He shall guide me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Musa, وَأَوْحَيْنَا فَلَمَّا تَرَاءَ الْجَمْعَانِ قَالَ أَصْحَابُ مُوسَىٰ إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ. Then go back to chapter Shu'ara, verse number 63. فَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ يَضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْبَحْرَ فَانْفَلَقَ فَكَانَ كُلُّ فِرْقٍ كَالطَّوْدِ الْعَظِيمِ. And then we inspired Musa. We revealed to Musa to strike the sea with your stick. Again, the stick came along. That stick that Musa was, you know, leaning on. That stick that he was using, as he said to his Lord when he first spoke to him, I use it for my cattle and to hit the trees so that I can get them some leaves, you know, and whatnot. That same stick that Musa threw, you know, cast it on the floor that turned into a snake. That same stick again, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Musa, strike the sea with your stick, with your staff. It will part each ways. It will part, you know, each ways. Became, you know, each part became like a mountain. The sea split asunder before the eye of Musa, before the eyes of Musa, before the eyes of Banu Israel. You know, the sea parted ways. And by the way, as I mentioned yesterday, brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all He had to do is say, be and it is. Kun fayakun. Yet He told Musa to strike, to make an effort. And that effort was very symbolic effort. Just take that stick, you know, that staff, and hit the sea with it. Strike the sea with it. And yesterday when I asked that question, when I asked you why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that to Musa, you know, and a lot of you mentioned, you know, to take the means, and also to show the miracle to Banu Israel. Again, that stick. And then that's what happened, brothers and sisters. He struck the sea, and it parted in ways. Each part became like a huge mountain. Imagine Musa and over 600,000 people crossing the Red Sea. And not only that, brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the earth very dry for Banu Israel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the earth dry, not muddy, because they were crossing. You know, this is the sea. There will be, you know, of course, there's a lot of water, maybe dead fish, maybe. No, it was no dead fish, it was no scorpions, it was no snake, it was nothing. And the sea and the land, the earth turned dry for Banu Israel and Musa to cross over to the other bank, to the other side. And they did cross. They did cross. Yes, Fir'aun was coming closer and closer. But by the time Banu Israel crossed, they reached the other end. They looked back, Musa is there, and then Fir'aun was getting closer and closer. Banu Israel kept saying, Ya Musa, do something. He's coming closer and closer. Ya Musa, do something. Musa wasn't doing anything. Why? Because, brothers and sisters, he did not get the order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do anything. He did not get inspired. He did not get a revelation from the Lord to do anything. So Musa just stood back and waited. And Fir'aun came along. Fir'aun came along. Now, Fir'aun hesitated. Should he cross? Not cross? Should he cross? And then he told his people something really strange. He says, look, the sea opened up for me. The ocean opened up for me. This is how ridiculous and how arrogant he was. He was telling his soldiers, can you see? He didn't say, Allah opened it up for Musa. He says, look, even the sea opened up for me. But he hesitated to move on. He hesitated to cross. As he hesitated to cross, something that I asked you guys yesterday, those of you on Facebook and those of you on Instagram, I asked that question, which none of you knew the answer to. You know, I said that Fir'aun wanted to cross, but he was scared. Fir'aun wanted to cross, but he was scared. So something happened. What happened? In the tafasir, brothers and sisters, Jibril alayhi salam, appeared in the form of a horse, dragged Musa's horse to the front, and then Jibril alayhi salam appeared in the form of a horse, dragged Fir'aun's horse into the front, and then Fir'aun's horse started moving in front, crossing the sea, and the soldiers followed through. As the soldiers followed through, they're crossing and crossing, and imagine there's two sides. Each side, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes, as huge as a mountain. As huge as a mountain. Imagine. It's not a wave here. It's like a cliff. You're crossing, and then you have this huge mountain. But it is a sea, actually. It's just an ocean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spit a sender for Musa alayhi salam and Bani Israel. Then, when they were about to come out, khalas, they're all now in the crossing the sea. And Bani Israel, ya Musa, do something, he's crossing, ya Musa. Musa has not received any order until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one more time told Musa to strike again using that staff, using this, the stick, to strike it one more time. And as Musa stroke it one more time, the water came back, flowing from both sides. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them. Water, imagine, water coming from both sides. It was just very dry. Everybody was crossing. All of a sudden, you see waves, water, just like a flood coming. And people are crossing, and the water was just coming from every side. The power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But look what happened to Fir'aun. Because Jibril was there too. Jibril alayhi salam was there. Water was floating. Musa was drowning. The soldiers were drowning. With their horses were drowning. But the soldiers, they did not see Musa drown. The soldiers, they did not see Musa. They were saying, where's Musa? He's not, where's Musa? Because there were some people from the back still. They were not able to cross. They thought Musa was still alive. They thought that Musa was God, was Rabb. He wasn't to die. But here's what happened to Fir'aun, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Yunus, verse number 90. حَتَّى إِذَا أَدْرَكَهُ الْغَرَقُ قال آمنت أن لا إله إلا الذي آمنت به بنو إسرائيل قال آمنت أن لا إله إلا الذي آمنت به بنو إسرائيل وأنا من المسلمين. And then when he was about to drown, and he was drowning, then he said, Amantu. He says, I believe. But he didn't say, La ilaha illallah. He says, Amantu billadhi amanat bihi banu Israel. Amantu annahu la ilaha illalladhi amanat bihi banu Israel. I believe in the God that, or in whatever banu Israel believe in. He did not say, I believe in Allah. He did not say, I believe in La ilaha illallah. He said, I believe in that which Banu Israel believe in, and I am from the Muslim. And I am from the Muslims. In the hadith which is in Bukhari, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Jibril was there collecting dust or mud, and putting it into the mouth of Fir'aun, fearing that he would say, La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar. Jibril collecting mud, putting it into the mouth of Fir'aun, fearing that Fir'aun will say, La ilaha illallah. Oh, Jibril, what are you doing? I don't want him to say La ilaha illallah. Jibreel says, the one I hated most, the one I hated most is Fir'aun. Allahu Akbar, even Jibreel. Jibreel, the master of angels. Imagine a person being hated not only by Allah, being hated by the angels, and he says, Fir'aun, the one I hate the most is Fir'aun. This is Jibreel, the angel. Collecting dust or mud, putting it into his mouth, not to say La ilaha illallah. Allah Azza wa Jalla was, you know, revealed to Fir'aun, to Jibreel, if he was to say La ilaha illallah, I would have forgiven him. If he was to say La ilaha illallah, I would have forgiven him. He did not say La ilaha illallah. He says, I believe. آمنتُ بالذي آمنت به بنو إسرائيل. I believe in that which بنو إسرائيل have believed in, and I am from the Muslims. Still, as he was drowning, he was being arrogant. Still, as he was drowning, he was being arrogant, not saying لا إله إلا الله. آمنتُ بالذي آمنت به بنو إسرائيل وأنا من المسلمين. I believe in that which بنو إسرائيل believe in, and I am from the Muslims. الآن وقد عصيت. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Surah Yunus verse number 91, now you say you believe? No, it's too late. خلاص, it's too late. Brothers and sisters, when would repentance not be accepted from one of us or any of us? Those of you on Instagram, those of you on Facebook, when would repentance not be accepted from us? At what time, at what stage Allah Azza wa Jalla will not accept our repentance? Brothers and sisters, those of you on Facebook and those of you on Instagram, what do you think? Now I can repent. Everybody can repent. But there is a time where repentance will not be accepted. When is that time? There are two times. What are those times where repentance will not be accepted? During last breath, na'am, at death, while you're dying, yes, when the soul is leaving your body, because khalas, you migrated from, you transitioned, you have transitioned from the world of the unseen into the world of the seen, okay? Once you, because during the last breath, khalas, when you're dying, when that time you have transitioned from the world of the unseen to the world of the seen, so the repentance will not be accepted. That's time number one. Number two, like Coco Murad on Facebook said, when the sun rises from the west, also repentance will not be accepted. When the sun rises from the west. So here, Musa is dying, he's drowning. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Al-ana wa qad asayt. Now you want to repent? Now? فَأَخَذْنَاهُ وَجُنُودَهُ فَنَبَذْنَاهُمْ فِي الْيَمِّ إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا ظَالِمِينَ or إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا ظَالِمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَخَذْنَاهُ, we destroyed him and his soldiers. Brothers and sisters, why his soldiers? Allah azza wa jalla destroyed him and destroyed his soldiers. Why his soldiers? They only are following the order of Musa, of Fir'aun. Right? Allah destroyed Fir'aun and his soldiers. But why? Why the soldiers? They were only taking orders. Why Allah Azza wa Jalla had to destroy them as well? Musa, khalas, is in the other end. He's saved with Banu Isra'il. But then how about the soldiers? Why Allah Azza wa Jalla had to destroy them as well? They had a chance to believe, somebody said. They had a chance to believe, somebody said. What else? What else? Why? Why you guys are quiet today? What's happening? What's happening? Why the soldiers, brothers and sisters? Fir'aun, the problem is Fir'aun. Calamities may touch others. Yes, true. Calamities may touch others. They feared who? They feared Fir'aun. They had the choice. They could have repented. They had the choice. They had the choice to believe. Yes, they had the choice not to say no to Fir'aun. It is not like, I tell you, either you believe in me or I will shoot you. And I will throw you from this cliff. You had a choice to believe or not to believe. You know, they could have actually, left Fir'aun, but they chose to follow, the orders, and they chose to obey the orders of Fir'aun. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them as well. This man who used to say, Ana Rabbukum al-A'la. The man who used to say, I am your Lord, the Most High. وهذه الأنهار تجري من تحتي. He used to say, I am your Lord, the Most High, and these are the rivers running beneath me. These are rivers running beneath me. This is so much how arrogant he was, how of a transgressor he was, Fir'aun. Right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes, he destroyed him, but Allah Azza wa Jalla saved something for him, for the people to watch until the end of time. فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدَنِكَ لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَةً. In Surah Yunus, verse number 92. In Surah Yunus, verse number 92. فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدَنِكَ لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَةً. Yes, you're right. Yes, you're right, Hafiz. Somebody said, like the magicians, like the sorcerers. The sorcerers, they made that choice. Although they've been offered wealth, they've been offered money, they've been offered to come close to Fir'aun, yet when they saw the reality, they saw the truth, they repented, they believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the soldiers, they refused to. So Allah azza wa jalla destroyed them as well. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, today, I shall save you. We shall save your body. لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَةً. So that you will be an ayah, a sign, an evidence, a lesson for the others, for the other people to come, after you. So then his body went up into the surface of the water, and people saw, these people who used to believe that Fir'aun is God, they saw how Fir'aun has died and perished in the sea. Yes, they saved his body, but he was dead. His mummy exists until today. The mummy of Fir'aun, that mummification of Fir'aun exists until today because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who said in the Quran, in verse number 92, chapter Surah Yunus, فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدَنِكَ. Today we shall save and store your body. لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَةً. So that you will be an ayah, a sign, a lesson for people to come in after you, O Fir'aun. And that day, my brothers and sisters, by the way, that day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Musa and destroyed Fir'aun, we call it Ashura, the 10th of Muharram. In the 10th of Muharram or Ashura, that is the day where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Musa, and it is the day where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed Fir'aun and his soldiers. By the way, a man, he's a scientist by the name of Maurice Bucaille. Maurice Bucaille is a French, scientist. He analyzed Fir'aun's body, or Fir'aun's mummy, and he said that this mummy died drowning, subhanAllah. In 1982, he became a Muslim. Allahu Akbar. Maurice Bucaille, this French scientist, or a biologist, he was examining and analyzing Fir'aun's mummy, and then he said that this mummy died drowning, and he became a Muslim. His name is Maurice Bucaille. So Musa and his people, Banu Israel, they saw another miracle. They saw another miracle. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed the greatest tyrant of all time, Fir'aun. And they're safe. They saw before their eyes the ocean splitting asunder. The ocean splitting into sides. The ocean parting ways. They saw all that before their eyes. So Musa took his people and moved on towards Sham, towards Jordan. In fact, they were going towards Palestine. They were actually going towards Palestine. Palestine. And Musa, alayhi salam, he missed his Lord. He missed talking to his Lord. As they were walking towards Sham, towards Palestine, they passed by a tribe. And they saw that those people of that tribe were worshipping an idol. Like a calf, like something like a cow. So they asked those people, "What are you people doing?" What they said, "We're worshiping, you know, this idol. You know, it helps us. It, you know, it saves us. It spares us. It, you know, it provides us. So we're worshiping it." So they went to Musa alayhi salam and they said, "Oh Musa, why don't you make an idol for us like the one that they have?" Musa was really upset. Despite all they have seen, they still go to Musa asking him, "Why don't you make us a god like the one that they have?" They saw so many miracles, yet they're asking for an idol to worship. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Like I said, now this is another stage in the life of Musa alayhi salam. The life with Banu Israel. Musa suffered. Musa suffered a lot. Alayhi salam. He suffered a lot. He went through so many difficulties. Difficulties in the palace when he was with, you know, with Fir'aun. Once he knew that he was actually Musa and Fir'aun is the one who killed so many people from Banu Israel. He went through so many difficulties and then he left Egypt, went to Jordan, you know, for 10 years and he lived there. He went through a lot of difficulties and then he came back again. Going to facing this tyrant Fir'aun. Trying all to save Banu Israel. Now that he got Banu Israel out with him, the trouble that he will get from Banu Israel is more, subhanAllah, than any trouble that he has faced before. So much he will get, so much trouble, so much hardship he will face from Banu Israel. And he will be him and his brother Harun and the other to be prophet, Yusha. Yusha ibn Nun, that same boy who will go with him to meet Al-Khidr. We will talk about that as well, inshallah ta'ala. They went to Fir'aun, they went to Musa, saying, "No, Musa, why don't you make us a god, an idol like they have, the one they have." Musa was quite upset. But Musa missed Allah Azza wa Jal, missed talking to Allah, just like it happened when he was coming back from Jordan. Right? When Allah Azza wa Jal spoke to him for the very first time. Where did Allah Azza wa Jal speak to Musa, brothers and sisters? Where did Allah Azza wa Jal talk to Musa? Remember when we talked about this, you know, in the few sessions, you know, before, when we talked about Musa coming back from Jordan towards Egypt, and then he saw that fire, and then he went, and then he saw actually it was light, and then he heard the voice of Allah Azza wa Jal. Where did that happen, brothers and sisters? No, not in, he lived in Midian, but he left Midian. He was going towards, yes, Shista Fatima, Mount Tur, which is in Jordan area, you know, in the Sham area, in Jordan. Mount Tur, Jabal At-Tur. So he missed talking to his Lord. The last time he spoke to him was on that Mount of At-Tur. After that was actually just, you know, Allah Azza wa Jal, you know, sending revelations to Musa alayhi salam. But other than that, you know, he missed talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised Musa.
وَوَاعَدْنَا مُوسَى 30 لَيْلًا وَأَتْمَمْنَا بِعَشْرٍ فَتَمَّ مِيقَاتُ رَبِّهِ 40 لَيْلًا.
In Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 142. Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 142.
وَوَاعَدْنَا مُوسَى 30 لَيْلًا وَأَتْمَمْنَاهَا بِعَشْرٍ فَتَمَّ مِيقَاتُ رَبِّهِ 40 لَيْلًا.
And we promised, Allah Azza wa Jal promised Musa, "Oh Musa, you want to meet me and talk, yani you want to talk to me? Come to the Mount of Tur. But, oh Musa, to prepare yourself to talk to me? Fast 30 days. So Musa fasted 30 days. Musa started fasting 30 days in preparation to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to go and meet Allah and talk to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he fasted and fasted and fasted 30 days, and then he broke his fast on the 30th day. He broke his fast. Allah Azza wa Jalla said to Musa, "Oh Musa, why did you break your fast? Why did you break your fast? Ya Rabbi, I broke my fast because I was fasting, you know, and I'm going to talk to you. I will have a bad breath. So I broke my fast so I can come and talk to you with, you know, so that I don't smell. So I wouldn't have a bad breath." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, carry on another 10 days of fasting. So Musa fasted an extra 10 days. So altogether is 40 days of fasting. Altogether, 40 days of fasting. And then after Musa alayhi salam completed the 40 days of fasting, he went to Mount Tur to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who did he leave behind? He left his brother. He left his brother, you know, Harun. He left his brother Harun behind him. وَقَالَ مُوسَى لِأَخِيهِ خُلُفْنِي فِي قَوْمِي وَأَصْلِحْ وَقَالَ مُوسَى لِأَخِيهِ أُخْلُفْنِي فِي أَمْرِي وَأَصْلِحْ فِي قَوْمِي وَأَصْلِحْ. And Musa told his brother Harun, "You are appointed to take, you know, to take my position until I come back, or to take my role until I come back. يعني, I'll be gone for some time to talk to my Lord. So you look after my people and be righteous. وَأَصْلِحْ. Be good, be righteous, be just towards them." And then Musa alayhi salam, he went to speak to his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, Musa alone fasted 30 days, 40 days. Not Banu Israel. We fast Ramadan. All of us, not only Prophet Muhammad. All of us fast Ramadan. The Muslims, we fast Ramadan. Musa, he was doing it by himself to meet his Lord and to talk to his Lord. We have Ramadan. من صام رمضانا إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. The Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم says, whosoever fast Ramadan, إيمانا and احتسابا, all his sins shall be forgiven. The Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم says, whosoever fast one day في سبيل الله, one day, you know, this is called voluntary fasting. Voluntary fasting. If you were to fast one day for the sake of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would prevent you from entering hellfire the distance of 70 years. Imagine. Allahu Akbar. Imagine. This is the, subhanAllah, this is the blessing that Allah has blessed this ummah, the ummah of the Prophet Muhammad. We're blessed as a nation, the nation of the Prophet Muhammad. Indeed, we are blessed. So it's not like Musa fasting alone. La. Prophet Muhammad fasted, and then he, and then all the Muslims fast Ramadan. And the Prophet Muhammad says, as I mentioned, if you were to fast one day fi sabilillah, voluntary fasting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would prevent you from entering hellfire. The distance of 70 years, this is only for one day. Imagine if you were to fast, alhamdulillah, Mondays and Thursdays. Imagine if you were to fast 3 days every month. Or even one day every month, يعني, or one day, whatever it is, and you try to fast. How many, you know, distance will be, you'll be away from hellfire, inshaAllah ta'ala. So Musa, my brothers and sisters, he went to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to talk to him in this beautiful night. Beautiful, beautiful night. Very clear, very serene. Beautiful, beautiful meeting. Here is Musa alayhi salam in the mouth of Tur. I know I feel like giving you a cliffhanger, but I want to do something really nice for all of you here. I want to tell you about the questions that Musa asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Musa is talking to Allah Azza wa Jal, right? Musa is talking to Allah Azza wa Jal because Musa, Allah Azza wa Jal promised, you know, Musa, if you were to fast 40 days, you will come and I will also give you the Torah. I will hand out to you the Torah. So Musa alayhi salam, he came, you know, very excited after he fulfilled his obligations. He came, alayhi salatu wasalam, and then he asked Allah a few questions. He says, "Oh Allah, sisters and brothers, are you ready to hear some of the questions that Musa asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?" Sisters and brothers, are you ready to hear some of the questions that Musa asked Allah? Amazing questions. Facebook, Instagram. No, it's not going to be a cliffhanger. I promise you. I promise you. These are amazing questions. Saira Bridal Studio. Yasmin. Sana Al-Labbar. That would be Mehdi. And that would be Rida. Nawal, Saadia, Hafiz, William, Lula Rub on Instagram, Fatima Kareem. All right, here it is, here it is, here it is. Kamran, okay, here it is. Saira, right there. All right, here it is. Oh my Lord, Ya Rabbi, teach me something to remember you with. Musa tells Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh my Lord, teach me something to say, to remember you with. So Allah revealed to Musa, Musa say, La ilaha illallah. Then Musa said, oh Allah, all your servants, all your people say, La ilaha illallah, teach me something special. Then Allah revealed to Musa, oh Musa, if the entire samawat, the seven skies and earth, were to be put on one scale, and you put La ilaha illallah in the other pan of the scale, La ilaha illallah will outweigh everything else. Allah. Allah. Teach me something special. Allah says La ilaha illallah. Musa says everybody says La ilaha illallah. Everybody says La ilaha illallah. Then Allah says, if you were to bring the seven skies and the earth, put them in one pan, and then put La ilaha illallah in the other pan, La ilaha illallah will outweigh everything. Brothers and sisters, La ilaha illallah, the key to Jannah, the key to paradise is La ilaha illallah. Say, all of you, say La ilaha illallah. 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 If it were put in one pan, in one scale, and the entire world, the entire universe, and whatever it contains, the skies, the earth, the heavens, the trees, the mountains, the birds, the oceans, all are in one scale, and La ilaha illallah was to be put in the other scale, La ilaha illallah will outweigh everything. This is the heaviness of the statement of the oneness of Allah, that there is no God worthy of worship but Allah. Allah. And then Musa asked one more question. Oh Allah, oh Allah, sisters, brothers, do you want to hear? He says, oh Allah, tell me about the last person who will enter Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Musa asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh my Lord, tell me about the very last person who will enter Jannah. Hadith is in Bukhari, by the way. This hadith is sahih, huh? Oh my Lord, tell me about the last man who will enter Jannah. No cliffy, please. Okay, sister Yashmi, no cliffy, no cliffy. Okay, no cliffy. Oh my Lord, tell me about the very last man who will enter Jannah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, oh Musa, it is a man who will come. After he comes out, everybody enter Jannah. He will come and he will be told to enter Jannah. And then he will hear people's sounds in Jannah. And he will be under the impression that he will have no room in Jannah. It's packed. So he will say, oh Allah, where would I go in Jannah? It's packed. And then Allah Azza wa Jal will tell that person, oh my servant, would you like your place in Jannah to be as big as the greatest kingdom on earth? Would you like your place in Jannah to be as big as the greatest kingdom on earth? The man said, Labbaik Rabbi, yes, I will be pleased. I will be pleased. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him, Laka dhalik, you shall have this, you shall have it. And then he says, I'm pleased. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Walaka mithlu, and you shall have the same twice. He says, I'm pleased. And then Allah says, and you shall have the same three times. The man says, I'm pleased. And Allah says, you shall have the same four times. The man says, I'm pleased, I'm happy. Allah says, you shall have the same five times. The man says, I'm extremely happy, I'm happy. And in my place in Jannah will be as big as the greatest kingdom on earth five times. Allah says, and you shall have the same 10 times. 10 times. This is the lowest man in Jannah. Allah. The lowest man in Jannah. So Musa asked Allah, oh Allah, then tell me who, what about the highest? If this is the lowest, how about the highest? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Musa, oh Musa, the highest are those whom I have planted their trees with my own hands. No eyes have ever seen. No eyes have ever seen, no ears have ever heard, and no hearts have ever even conceived or have ever even thought of or felt. Nothing. No eyes have ever seen, no ears have ever heard, and no hearts have ever tried to comprehend. This is what I have prepared for my people in Jannah, those who are in the highest level in Jannah. The lowest level are that person who will have 10 times the greatest kingdom on earth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Musa the Torah. Musa was looking in the Torah, hadith narrated by Abu Huraira. And then he says, Oh my Lord, I see in the scrolls that it's written on it, إن لك أمة من الأمم عندهم إذا هموا بالحسنة فلم يفعلوها كتبت لهم حسنة فإذا فعلوها كتبت لهم 10 حسنات. Oh my Lord, I see in the scrolls, the Torah, there is an ummah. If they intend to do a good deed, they will get one reward. And if they do the good deed, they will get 10 rewards. Oh my Lord, make it my nation. Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed to Musa, oh Musa, no, this is the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Oh my Lord, I see in the scrolls that there is an ummah. If they intend to do a good deed and they don't do it, they will still get one reward. And if they were to do it, they will get 10 rewards. Make them my ummah. Make them my nation. Allah says, no, that's the ummah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Lord. I see in my scrolls, in the Torah, that there is an ummah, which is the last ummah that came out to mankind. And it will be in first ummah that will enter Jannah. Ya Rabbi, make it my ummah. An ummah that enjoin good and forbid evil. Make it my ummah. The last ummah that came to mankind and the first ummah to enter Jannah. Make it my ummah. Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed to Musa, oh Musa, that's the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Musa said, Oh Allah, I read in the scrolls that there is an ummah, qawm, hum akthar ahlil jannah. There is an ummah which in a nation which will be the majority of its inhabitants will be from that ummah in Jannah. I read in the scrolls that in Jannah the majority of the people, you know, of the inhabitants will be from this ummah, this particular ummah. The majority of its people will be from this ummah, yani in Jannah. Make it my ummah, make it my nation. One more time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is ummat Muhammad. This is Ummat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Musa finally, he will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one final request. One final request. What's that request? What's going to happen now? What's Banu Israel doing with Harun? What's going on there? And what's happening with Musa now? Musa kept on asking Allah to make, you know, give him that ummah. If they were to do one good deed, they will get, you know, 10 hasanat. If they aim to do it and not do it, they will get still one hasanat. Give, you know, that ummah that will be the majority of the people of Jannah to make that ummah, give him the ummah that will be, that ummah that in fact the last ummah that came to mankind and the first ummah that will enter Jannah. Give me any of these nations, make them for me, make them mine, make me the prophet of one of these ummas. Allah Azza wa Jalla kept saying, this is the ummah of Prophet Muhammad, this is the nation of Muhammad, this is the nation of Muhammad. Well, Musa has one more request from Allah Azza wa Jalla. One more. What is that request? Yes, you know it. It is definitely a cliffhanger. You know, we will, insha'Allah ta'ala, talk about Musa alayhi salam talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Musa alayhi salam going back to Bani Israel happy, but then he will be heartbroken. Heartbroken. Imagine he goes to Allah Azza wa Jal, bring in the Torah, bring in the scrolls with him. You know, I have Torah, I have a book from Allah Azza wa Jal. And then he found his people doing something wrong, you know, doing something really, really, really bad. He will be heartbroken. He will be, you know, very, very, hurt. Things will get distorted. What will happen, brothers and sisters, after that? Insha'Allah ta'ala, we will be talking about that next week, next Friday and Saturday and Sunday. Today was episode 45 of the Stories of the Prophets, session number 14, talking about Musa and Banu Israel, Musa and the Red Sea, Musa and the Mount of At-Tur, the Mount of At-Tur, where Musa talked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, remember, you know, when Musa asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, teach me something to remember you with. Teach me something to remember you with. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, La ilaha illallah. Oh Musa, say, La ilaha illallah. The best dhikr is La ilaha illallah. Man qala La ilaha illallah mukhlisan biha dakhala al-jannah. Whosoever says La ilaha illallah with full sincerity and conviction, he shall enter Jannah. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, whosoever's last word in this dunya is La ilaha illallah shall enter Jannah. Whoever last word in this dunya, in this life, before departing from it is La ilaha illallah shall enter Jannah. La ilaha illallah is the key to Jannah. La ilaha illallah is the best of all remembrance of Allah. La ilaha illallah. Remember that. This is, as Allah says to Musa, it is the best way to remember me is by saying La ilaha illallah. And Prophet Muhammad used to tell the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, used to tell his friends, his companions, he used to tell them, جددوا إيمانكم بقول لا إله إلا الله. جددوا إيمانكم. Renew your faith. Renew your faith by saying لا إله إلا الله. If you feel that your faith, your iman is becoming weak, say لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. You know, sometimes our hearts get rusty from inside. So if you want to, you know, shake it a little bit and remove that rust from the heart, keep saying La ilaha illallah, as the Prophet says. Renew your faith, renew your iman by saying La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. وَلَا نَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, وحده لا شريك له, له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. La ilaha illallah, وَلَا نَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ لَهُ النِّعْمَةُ وَلَهُ الْفَضْلُ وَلَهُ الثناء الحسن. لا إله إلا الله مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون. Barakallahu feekum, sisters and brothers. May Allah bless you all. Jazakum Allah khair. I hope to see you next week, next Friday, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time or 11 o'clock p.m. UK Time, inshallah ta'ala. Thank you so much. Barakallahu feekum. We'll see you next week, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Jazakum Allah khair. We love you all for the sake of Allah. Barakallahu feekum. Jazakum Allah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Habbakum Allah ladhi habbtumum fihi. Habbakum Allah ladhi ahbabtumuni fihi. Barakallahu feekum. Jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hayyakum Allah. Bye. Assalamu alaikum. We'll see you next week, inshallah. Okay? See you next week, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.